episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Good evening. Be told. This is Be Told number 18, I do believe. Or 19. Does it matter? I could go back and check. But fantastic to, this is the first show of the month on the 3rd of February 2025. And the new sober, non-smoking, boring Be Told show where I don't constantly light and relight rollies that go out very quickly because I use organic tobacco without as much chemicals in them. I'm not chain smoking, or wasn't rather, but the old blood pressure. And I think I've diagnosed myself, and I think I'm better than any. This time last week, I was in hospital getting checked for, I thought I was having something wrong with my heart. Nothing wrong with my heart, apparently. So I think it's my adrenal glands and I have to look after them better. So anyway, yeah, so Be Told number 18, 19, whatever. I've just been going through some of the incredible fear porn that's been thrown out at the moment. Since I spoke to you last, Donald Trump's become the president of America, number 47, how wonderful. He's turned up, and as soon as he turned up, all my, I put in brackets or quotation marks, friends on Facebook, not all of them, but majority of the ones that are all the lefty types, they hadn't said a thing for the last, is it 4 years, 3 years, 4 years, hadn't said a thing, no mention of any politics whatsoever. As soon as Donald Trump comes back in, it's all stations go. Everything is all stations go. It's like bang, 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 bang. And I answered back to some of them and I said, I didn't realise Donald Trump was our president over here in Australia, but thank goodness I'm a New Zealander and I can escape. And they didn't think that was funny. as per usual. So it's just ridiculous. I mean, where were they when there was all stuff about Joe Biden, Beau Jordan, and his son, Beau? No, is it Beau? One of them. The one that didn't die, that one. Where were they? Not interested. So far, it's just unbelievable. And at the same time as they're pumping their crap out, there's just nonstop stuff from what you call the media, the mainstream media. And I'll give you some of the headlines. I read some of them out last night on the Fakeologist show. What's this saying? You have 20 waiting to back up. There's no Wi-Fi. Go away. I don't care about your stupid Wi-Fi. So, yesterday, asteroid alert. A new dangerous asteroid has been discovered. It has 1.6 chance of colliding. That's seven, Dave J. Chance of colliding with the Earth in 2032. The highest since Apophis. The potential impact could be comparable to an atomic bomb. There they go again. Now, I just did, I was mentioning it before, which won't be part of this thing. I just did a two-hour show with Melissa Watt. Fantastic show. I did it off the top of my head. No notes. And I was very unwell half an hour before the show. I still managed to do it. And we did discuss how the nuke meme and the word spell of nuke and atomic bomb is being reused. I think I mentioned this in the last show. possibly. I've certainly mentioned it other shows. Now, this is very interesting. Very interesting. There's a constant meme of atomic bombs and nuclear weapons. Now, we had last year Barbenheimer, if you went to see Barbie and Oppenheimer. That's what it was called. They were conjunctive films, conjunctivitis, basically. That you had to see them. You know, they both were seen by the same kind of people, I do believe. Most people like Barbie better, I do believe, that I've heard. God knows why. Although it's got that good-looking Australian and Margot Robbie, very good-looking. Having a sip on kombucha. Can you imagine this? Remedy kombucha. How exciting for me. So the funny thing is, though, is when these fires started, so the last show I did was about the fires. You're listening to Be Tall, 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 Tall.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
The art of condensation, as we say on the Rick and Rollo show. The Rick and Rollo show, we just did a Saturday night show. It was fantastic. This is the Rick on the Be Told show, though. Much more serious. Much more serious. No, not really more serious. But anyway, and there might be a few more listeners coming in because I did shout out the all the shows and the platforms that I used on the interview with Melissa Watt on the Real History. So you may get some person that's interested might come into the show and have a listen to it. It's not cutting through the matrix level, this Be Told there, but it's latest stuff, and I've moved on. I'm taking it a lot further than that. Alan gave us your base and read some incredible stuff, but the new 2.0 is fake media fakery. Media fakery. How much of the stuff that we all read and even he read was just completely and utterly made up? And I'm saying that nuclear bombs, atomic bombs were one of those things. Now, I'll tell you why. I'll give you another exclusive. And this is why, Be Told Show, you're getting original, complete material. No internet research done here. None whatsoever. Well, yes, actually crazy, so I can't lie about that. But you're getting, you know, something that no one else has told you before. And I keep thinking, why hasn't anyone mentioned this thing? I could have been listening, waiting for someone to bring it up. But when the bushfires started, okay, you people out there, out of the blue, a guy who I had never heard of since Police Academy, Steve Guttenberg, came charging about. He was saving people. He was running around doing this and doing that. And I thought, surely IPS will pick up on the actual real reason. It's got nothing to do with recent movies. Steve Guttenberg was the star of The Day After in 1983. You people out there. 100% exclusive. Now, has anyone else mentioned that or the coincidence that we're bringing in this nuclear bomb stuff and they're reusing these word craft, every time the fire's discussed? It's an atomic level and it's nuclear this and the devastation, which is coincidence because that's exactly what they did to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They firebombed it. Get used to this, folks, when you wake up. You'll never think of giant mushroom clouds. We're all filmed in Lookout Mountain. And look out, I'm looking up at the skies and there's some chem bombs going off, guaranteed, right up in the stratosphere, huge big explosions of really white, weird-looking shit that spreads out all over the sky. I shouldn't be mentioning that. Yes, I should. This is the Be Told Show. This is the Be Told Show. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting that I'm not on Fakeologist Audio, Fakeologist Radio. We shouldn't be talking about that. Yeah, so Steve Guttenberg. Now, this also ties in. Dave J, the first press, the Bible that got printed, the Gutenberg Press, just by coincidence, back 13th century or whatever, 14th century, Gutenberg Press, the first, he created all these, Gutenberg, spelt slightly different, one less T. There's a there with the two T's in the new Gutenberg, though, let's be told. This is advanced level, Dave J. So Steve Guttenberg, out of the blue, where had you seen him before? Yeah, he apparently was on a show about spiders. This is almost the level of what's on the media at the moment. Was it called flamantulas or something or other? These flaming tarantulas that fire out of volcanoes. The hilarious name. I heard a mention on that show, the IPS show. But no, Gutenberg, why the reason you're seeing him is because he is what people my age had to, you know, we had to watch that show. I just left school, so it wasn't inflicted, but they did come around and play it at schools because this is just on when home videos come out. What a coincidence. Home video comes out basically around 1983, and this movie that also stars a few other big actors, it's called The Day After, 1983. So Gutenberg was the hero in that film. So all of a sudden, these fires, which we've now seen being aligned with the nuclear devastation, nuclear bomb, atomic devastation, da-da-da-da-da in Los Angeles, are tied by PLP, not just NLP, PLP, which psychic linguistic programming, even though it should say, it should be SLP, shouldn't it? Psychic should be spelt with an S. I agree with that. You agree, I'm sure. Logic. My old English teacher was like that. That's why I was so good at English, because this is what I'm talking about in primary school, what we call primary school in New Zealand. So I was not 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, whatever. This teacher is really grumpy, and he said, why do they spell scissors with a C in it? Skizzes. And he always said skizzes. He's pronounced the silent words in every word, every time, and it was fantastic because you actually it was much easier to learn that way because this ridiculous silent lettering, I mean psychiatry with a P, really? So that's the way it is, and that is the way it is. But anyway, there's no doubt this is not a coincidence that Steve Gutenberg was reused again in the media, which I didn't watch. I didn't see him, but someone said it's Steve Gutenberg. I said, no, surely not, because I heard them mentioning atomic versus, this was a couple of weeks ago, and I was waiting for someone else to come up with it, but no one has. And if they have, I didn't hear it. So far, none of the shows I listen to have come up with any of this stuff. Which is why I only listen to people that I want fresh information. I do not want to listen to someone that's sitting there and Googling stuff online and reading stuff from Wikipedia on a show. That is just beyond me these days. I want to hear original thoughts. And that's why I like going back to old stuff now. I don't listen to anything new. It's always old stuff. Reading old books, et cetera, et cetera. All the good ones are gone, literally. I cannot cite you anyone that's actually coming up with a lot of original material at the moment. Hans Utter. And then hopefully, because I've managed to finally get onto Skype and work that out, hopefully we'll be doing a show. I'll send him an invite, and that guy will be fascinating because he is he's at the top when it comes to his music and combining the music aspects and stuff like that. And he's a bit more easy going. Dave and I are doing some amazing stuff, but Dave will start screaming at people if they come. I think he's got some of the stuff we're doing is at the top, is that he's doing rather. I'm just there on that show. Bongversations, we're up to number 24 this Sunday coming. But I do not recommend it. It's not for the squeamish. It's only for people who have really, really, really got their stuff together. But Hans is a bit more easygoing, but he's certainly coming out with some incredible stuff, and highly recommend his stuff, which I will be hopefully doing a show with him in the near future. I talked about the other night too, my favourite conspiracy theory of last 2 years is definitely Leonard Cohen shot John Lennon. I love it. It's great. I love conspiracy. I've got a book right here in front of me, The 50 Greatest Conspiracies of All Time, which I'll go through a few, and I'll see whether I agree or not, but... Leonard Cohen, I talked about it on the Bong, Rick and Rollo on Saturday night, but I'll talk about it here in depth more. Last year or the year before, I was listening to an interview with another guy I hope to talk to, Mark Devlin, and he got hold of it was Leonard Cohen's ex-girlfriend from the 60s from Canada, and she had a great chat, and she was hanging out with him on that island. I can't remember the name of that island, but it's not Lesbos or Scorpio. It's dodgy sounding. They were living in a house owned by Ms. Rothschild, I do believe, one of the Rothschild siblings. And he had guns lying around the place. And she remember thinking, what are these for? And he said he's training his kids to shoot because he, you know, wanted them to be, you know, he was very obviously, I say, highly an intelligent agent from the Mossad type base. He'd been trained in, he'd been done a lot of stuff in, with, I think, in that same hospital in Canada that all those MK Ultra people were coming out of. It was. That's where he was. That's where he was. And he used to talk about it. He used to talk about it. Now, whether he was just, they sent a whole lot of low-level or high-level intelligence to New York that night, so they all thought they shot him, which is a possibility, and maybe he didn't even get shot. There's that possibility. That's another great conspiracy theory, because there was another guy that turned up looking just like him on the media, just like David Bowie had a guy that turned up just looking just like him the next day doing a tribute. Certainly, but let me get this straight now. It is not Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs looks nothing, well, a little bit from a distance if you had really bad conjunctivitis and someone had punched you around the head a bit. But apart from that, it wasn't Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is too young, I do believe. Was it young? Didn't sound or look or anything like him. But I love these out there conspiracy theories, because this one actually makes a lot of sense. Leonard Cohen, of all people, and I love telling people, it ruins Leonard Cohen's reputation, which I love doing, because all these old hippies that I know, you know, that love, because he has some great stuff. I've got an album of his right here. Really good stuff. And Alan Watt used to use Alan, a couple of his tracks on Cutting Through the Matrix to introduce the shows back in RBN shows that he was doing. And that's, again, I'm going back to the old stuff now. There's no one out there that I can listen to that's coming out. I love discovering original material from guys like Visigoth Show. Just fantastic. I want to hear that level. I want masculine kind of tough guys that have, you know, prepared to stand up and call people, you know, whatever. I don't want wishy-washy nice people. I want people that are strong-willed and have strong opinions and that tell you their opinions. And I want to listen to that, no problem whatsoever. Now, one of the other things, which another exclusive, which I definitely, this is a big one too, exclusive by me, which I've said before, no one cared, but she, this time Melissa cared, and other people will be interested. Forget about doing it on Fakeologists. Nothing is, gets, no one gets impressed about anything you do around there. There was someone to say, oh yeah, because there's so much out there stuff on there. Penguins don't exist type of people. Maybe not penguins, but there are people over there. So yeah, I brought up this book, Archibald Baxter, which is, I say, the antidote to 1984. I've always said that. When I read it, I thought, because I've read both books, I've got them both in front of me right now. Now, I hadn't realised that it's the same publisher came up, was George Orwell's or Eric Blair's publisher, that actually got We Will Not Cease written. No one knows about We Will Cease, though. I can tell you now. It's a book about a conscientious objector from World War One, a New Zealander, who was terribly treated, like they all were. Number one, field punishment. Look it up. It's basically crucifixion, the old method without nails. You know, all day, every day for months, you know, to break you, just hanging on your own weight. Horrific, absolutely horrific. One of the cruelest things next to being shot that they could do to you was, number one, field punishment. And they broke him. His eyes bulged out for years afterwards, and he couldn't sleep, and he was stammering and stuff like that. So he was really badly treated. His son became a famous poet in New Zealand. But anyway, in the book, I noticed when I was reading it that he describes a scene when he'd been sent to the front in France, and they were made to stand around areas that were likely to get bombed, tied to them, basically, ammunition dumps, et cetera, et cetera. So they were, you know, getting bombs going off and shelling going off all around them just to break them, so, you know, gave them shell shock, et cetera. He survived, though. I urge you, the smarter people out there that like reading, read this book, because you'll see that he, even though he was a complete atheist all the way through, at no stage was he praying. Interestingly, he was always a socialist and atheist. But he describes scenes where he was definitely helped, but he just doesn't kind of realize that. Like, he describes one scene where he was being tied to an area that was getting shelled, And they'd taken off all his, you know, the troops that were with him and just left them there. And he describes this white light. Everywhere there was a white light, and he said, woke up the next day and he was fine. And I thought, well, that sounds a bit spiritual to me. Didn't to him. Maybe it did, but this book is fantastic. But anyway, one of the scenes of the book, he describes having been, never seeing his reflection. He'd been in a prison in solitary, you know, for months and months and months. He'd been beaten by the guards all the time, or the officers. And he went and looked at himself in the mirror, and he said he nearly had a, you know, I won't say heart attack, but he probably nearly had a heart attack. His face didn't, he couldn't recognize his own face. Now, guess who writes that almost identical scene in the book 6 years later, but George Orwell in 1984, when Winston sees his own face. And I thought, that's uncanny. And then I discovered, after I was talking to Melissa, that the same exact guy had actually almost got him to write this book 6 years before Orwell published 1984. And this book went into obscurity, complete obscurity, except for New Zealand. So it was not a made-to-be book like 1984. But 1984 gives you no solutions. 1984 is the loser's version of this book. It's like this guy, Archie, just says no, 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 all the way through for 3 years, or thereabouts, 4 years. And spoiler alert, for those who want to read the book, I'll just say this, he got out of it. A lot of damage, but they just gave up. Because he refused to bend. That's what's called "we will not cease." The conscientious objector's saying. 1984, Winston goes in and he gets tortured half the amount of what Archibald Baxter goes for. You know, he goes. I don't know how many months he's in. You know, in the book, but it's nothing compared to what in the real story of Archibald Baxter. And he's next thing he's counting two and two is five, two and two is five, and he's out there and he's completely. So the end of 1984 is the boot stomping on your face forever. Archibald Baxter's one is no. It says you keep saying no and you're going to walk out. You'll be fine. You just keep saying no. That's what we were told in COVID. That's why I think I managed to tie that in on that show with Melissa. And luckily she got really good response from that show, and I'll be doing another one shortly, and hopefully a regular thing on there to discuss more of the fakeologist stuff. That's, I call it the realology fakeology, where it's more, it's not so ridiculous. You know, I'm not going to come on there and start saying, let me just go through that the Queen's being played by Lucille Ball, et cetera, et cetera. No, none of that stuff. But the more media fakery, the real media fakery that's actually going on right now. And I'll read you some more of what media fakery has been going on Facebook. Asteroid alert, just read that one. Also, there was 50 quakes in Taupo last night in New Zealand. So there's obviously something not particularly good happening there. So you can't fake earthquakes, right, as far as you feel the tremors, unless they've been man-made. I don't know about that. Now, this is my favourite one. Fungus-infected zombie spiders are discovered in Northern Ireland. And it's got this big, ugly photo of this big spider covered in fungus, upside down dead. But the way it's from Popular Science magazine, the way it's kind of implied is that it's actually coming to get you. Fungus-infected zombie spiders are coming, and they're in Northern Ireland, they're coming to get you. How hilarious. Now, the other one's Jacinda Ardern. This is one that made me sick physically. I had to run out and throw up properly, like before the show I did last week. Jacinda Ardern, doco, wins at Sundance Film Festival. And there she is grinning away with a horse-like teeth that could absolutely, she's like Alien. She reminds me of Alien. They look like they come out and then open up and can snap limbs off. And so in Sundance, some dumb New Zealand bloke's gone and made a film about her. You can just imagine she'd be hugging all the people from the shooting and da-da-da, in brackets, shooting in brackets. Pathetic, absolutely pathetic. Scientists say children are getting sick and dying in huge numbers due to chemicals and plastics. Now, well, they're not getting sick and dying, but, yeah, the chemicals. They're getting sterilised by the plastics and their hormones imbalance, but they're probably dying and getting sick from the vaccines, I'll just say that. Can't do that on YouTube. Luckily, this is never going to be on YouTube. And next headline, bird flu wipes out 20 million chickens and sends egg prices soaring. Now, this is real. That is what they're doing. They're doing it here. Chickens are now being slaughtered local in areas because of this HMN1 bullshit fucking bird flu. So they're coming after protein. Another thing that I'll mention, a fish co-op mysteriously burned down 2 weeks ago near me. And the fire hydrants wouldn't work when the firemen got there. The council's fault, apparently. Now, I'm a conspiracy theorist, proudly. I'm going to have to say suspicious. Because you can remember all the meat processors and food processors that burnt down over COVID. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds all over the world. Scientists warn of city-destroying asteroid it's hurtling towards Earth right now, Daily Mail. Blah, blah, blah. Bird flu symptoms in humans as protection zones extended in the UK. Woman with mask on. You're listening to Be Told.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Thank you very much, wonderful Joel and Sarah. Up and well over the mountains they are, over the mountains on this wonderful 3rd of February 2025. 100-meter asteroid headed towards Earth. How can we not be? Sparks global defense plan. Global defense plan. And there's a picture of the Earth on its side, with a obviously round, with a blue-looking asteroid hovering above, 100-meter asteroid. Asteroid threats prompt global action. Highest risk ever. This is by the New York Times, or one of those ones. Unbelievable. Just going through, looking for other stories on what of American Airlines. Oh, we talked about the American Airlines regional jet. And there's two photos I've shared onto another site. It appears to be Madonna's daughter going out basically with a complete see-through mesh thing on and a pair of a G-string. That's what you call desperate for attention. And it's not that spectacular, sorry, darling, it's to say that. And there's Katy Perry wearing what I see is basically a complete see-through thing with her, unless she's got a beaver pelt down her knickers. She's got a very lush something or other down there. You can almost see it. And this is, you know, these, what are they trying to do? It's because that's how desperate people are. When you move on from being obsessed by sex as you get older, because that's what most men are, men and probably women, but men particularly. That's how they manage to get so many dummies out there. Sport and sex and alcohol and drugs in no particular order. They all go well together though. And all they have to do is when you're driving along and you're having a really interesting thought to yourself, like, those towels that went down, exoskeletons, hollow aluminium tubes, and all of a sudden though, those incredible thoughts, look over and there's these Fox, it's called White Fox adverts, for these basically the sluttiest looking, good looking sluts that you've ever seen in your life, wearing very little on the back of buses or whatever, wherever. You cannot concentrate on whatever you were thinking about. Boom, sex. It's subconscious. And I talked about this again on the show with Melissa, so the subconscious attack on humanity and my aspersion or allegation that it is completely run, and I guarantee I'm right, sorry, I have to say that it's Jung was heavily, and same with Bernays, you know, who was around with Jung, probably hanging out the same think tanks, coming up with all these things that they're going to use over the next 60 years. Literally, 60 years. That's, I think the 60-year plan, not 50, I said on the show, I got that wrong, top of my head, but I mean 60. The first, when they dug the first bit of turf underneath the Pentagon, it was done on November the, uh, sorry, September the 11th, 1941, 60 years to the day before something happened there or didn't happen there, a shape charge went off. That's what I'll say. Little more than a shape charge. If you've ever seen a shape charge go off, they explode from the inside out and leave it. It's like the opposite of a, and that's exactly like the exit wound of a bullet. So they tried to tell you that a jet went into that. It didn't, there was no engine parts or no splat. There was a shape charge looking hole. So I've already talked about this, but anyone listening, if you want the best information on the subject, FACO tube, looking, or go to the blog, FACOlogistRadio.com. That's the FACOlogistRadio.com blog, and look up 9/11, and you'll get all the best stuff. You'll be baffled, and your head will fall off on the shoulders if you don't know any of the stuff, but it was just all filmed and stagecraft, and nothing happened other than very controlled operation. No one died. No one got hurt. I'm there with that one. Dave J, I think he came up with that originally. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. I'm there with that one. Because they had 30 fucking 3 years of planning since they built the thing for it to come down properly, just to say that. Guaranteed. I have to bring it up all the time, but at the same exact time that they, you know, it was being built, they brought out that film, Rosemary's Baby. Everything, 1966 was full of so much stuff. And I think that was the year they changed the original emergency number to 911. It was something else before. And they say that, oh, it's easier to do it. The real easy way would be 999 on a phone dial, the old ones, and you out there under 40 won't even know what I'm talking about. But back in the day, you had a phone dial, and that was the way it was. Actually, I'll tell you what, then I might play. You might actually get to hear a phone dial at the end of this show. I might get a great show, song called One of the Boys by one of my favourite English band, Mott the Hoople. A good song for, I don't know why I thought I'd have that song, but you'll get to hear a phone dial. So when I end the show, you'll hear a phone dial. So the fastest one would have been, I think, 111, that New Zealand one was. New Zealand 111 was a racehorse, 22 was 12, 22211 race, 11112. What is that stupid thing that I used to say to my children? I've nearly forgotten it. But yeah, so England's 00, it was 999, which is 666. New Zealand, Australia's 000, 000. New Zealand's 111. But O is the 15th letter of the alphabet, which is 6. So you've got 666 anyway with the O, 000. And 111 is 11 or 3, which is, you know, there'll be something in that one, guaranteed. Well, Dave J, conversation number 3. Go back and listen to that. Fantastic. On truthmeets.com. Truthmeets.com, where you can listen to the best shows, be told. Apparently, there was a 15-hour drunk call on Saturday night. Went through for 15 hours. But my goodness gracious me. I've been on those shows before, though, back in the old days. But if I've got something to say, I ain't going on there and doing it. And anyone that's got an interesting thing, do your own show. Write the things that you come up with down and put it so someone can actually get it and listen to it, because no one's going to hear anything on that show. Nobody. Oh, Cold Card Ken might. Or there's who else listens to them? Someone said they listen to them. Rollo might, if he thinks he's going to hear his own voice. The people that are doing it probably listen to it. But 15 hours? I don't think so. It won't be me. If anyone did say anything interesting, could they just summarize it and write it down and send it to me? So, yeah, there's two exclusives for you. Steve Guttenberg, guaranteed, was only back to re-emphasize atomic bombs. Could someone, who's listening, actually is on IPS, can someone send that to IPS and tell him? Because I think he'd be interested in that news. I'm not going to ring him up. I don't want to upset him. He might mention, I would ring him up and bring up anything, but I heard him furiously on a later show. Some guy wanted to discuss vaccines, and the reason why he will not talk about the stuff is he knows he is going to get censored. If he even uses the V word, you can't even say vagina before they'd censor you. You know what I mean? That's how fast it is. Vaccine is way more censorable. Guaranteed. And I believe that's the word, the reason they've used use. It's the use, direct energy weapon, so they can start accusing people and banning them for saying the, in case they're saying the J word. And that's going on and be told in Sydney, the winner Sydney, it's on fire at the moment. Pardon the pun. It's someone's gone in and, you know, sprayed a few, deliberate spelling mistakes too on a few synagogues and childcare centres. So they'll get them repaid. They'll get them resprayed and insurance job for sure. I reckon I'm going to hate to say that inside job, but inside job possibly. And they're using that to say, to bring censorship in, be told. It's got, they're saying, oh, it's the, you know, they've got this mind poisoning online and they're all racist and they don't like the dues, D-E-W-S. I'm just saying that for, you know, for posterity. But yeah, no, it's, boy, goodness gracious me. The media, it's this is definitely, as I predicted, and as a lot of other people said, 2025, Alan Watts said it 12 years ago. Can anyone say they said it 12 years ago? Right on the dot. 2025 is going to be the year from, well, speaking of hell and heller, because I'm not smoking or drinking, I've been watching TV on my new TV. And my son's encouraged me to watch that show, Severance. And I'm going to have to recommend that to people out there. I sat there and watched one episode, and then I thought, that's pretty good, actually. My God, it's full of esoteric stuff. Can't be one guy writing that stuff. I looked it up, and it's so full of interesting stuff. And it's got awesome cast, great acting, the hot chick with the red hair on the, that's the Heller. The name's Heller. And they get to... so. I watched a show with all these coding things that were in the show. And yes, whenever her name came up, there'll always be something that's blocking it. So you see hell all the time. Welcome, Hella. Instead of said welcome, Hella, it said welcome to hell. Welcome, hell, or thereabouts. Welcome to something. It was all this cryptic stuff. And I love it. I love it. I've watched 3 episodes. I'm going to watch the rest of them, be told, guaranteed 100 million trillion percent. So, yeah, so have I written any notes down? No, I'm going to be doing a lot more of these in the future. And I think Martha sent me a message earlier to say, do you want to do a chat? No, I just don't feel like doing anything long or chatty at the moment till I sort myself out. But weekends, obviously, dude, if you want to talk, Fakeologist, audiofakeologist.com, guaranteed I'm on there on Sunday nights. Or in the mornings, maybe not, but Truth Meets, possibly on a Saturday, maybe do something. I've got nothing to do, better to do, but I don't feel as... I love sitting around having a drink and puffing every now and then. It just makes you feel chatty. If I can't do that, I'm a lot less chatty, but if you notice, I'm even more talkative to myself. I can talk to myself for... a long time. Now, I'll just read some of these greatest conspiracies of all time before I go. And I'll say whether I agree with them. CIA acid trip. It's all spelt really good. I like it. CIA acid trip. Get Castro. It looks like Castro. Interesting. So it was about how that allegedly they were after Castro. Absolute bullshit. No, they weren't. He was set up there. Complete bullshit. Interesting that we had in New Zealand, though, Castro was our one of our... petrol brands, and Castro and italics exclamation mark after is Castro. There'll be a there, a total original material, be told, guaranteed. Breeding better people, I'd agree. Disaster agency, I'll look at that one, number 427. Chapter 4, page 27. The plague of hurricanes, earthquakes and other natural disasters that beset America during the late 80s seemed to mystify the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Oh, it's about FEMA. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Is it implying that there's man-made weather that I would say? No. This is a bit old. This book came out in the 90s. Anyway, the sickening secret, the lovely little war, Adventures of the Keystone Commandos. Who's that? Number 752. I have to read that. Keystone Commandos. Who are they? Was that the ones that attacked allegedly? Yes, the branch. How did I know that, Branch Davidians? I was going to say the commandos that attacked. Have you seen that footage? It's just absolutely ridiculous. Them shooting at each other, basically. They're getting shot at from the inside of the building. Sorry, getting shot from their own men. basically, by the look of the squibs going off or the bullets going. And if you've ever watched that, I got right into that in the '80s, be told, big time. I was that was one of my favorite things, the Waco. Now they had the big meeting after 10 years to the day after the burning of that, that ritual. They had the great big meeting of, for the Americanos, you know, like the Mexico or South America, America and Canada. They had their great big, and they were going to call it the Amero. That came out 10 years after they had that meeting in Waco. George Bush Jr. and the leader of Mexico or whatever, and the head of Canada at that time, whoever he was, that guaranteed. Everything's done by star progressions and dates. Like whenever you look at your dates, there'll be a star progression up there, but they also reuse those same dates and the myths, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'll talk about it and have talked about it many, many, many times. I'll do it. It's in a, if you want to contact me, fakeholders, rickatfakeholders.com. And I don't know if there's one for Truth Meets, but I should have one here, my own one, if you want to contact me. But you can, if you want to, me to talk about a particular subject, guaranteed I can do so. So on that note, I might leave. And this is, I better check actually. So I should announce this, be told number, whatever date. It could be 18. I'll double check on that. Where are we? I'm looking at my, it's interesting. I can go on to all these shows that I used to listen to, podcast apps, and actually listen to my own voice if I wanted to on these apps that I've been using for years. Go away. I don't want to listen to you. So Rick and Roller was 17 that we just did the other day. No, so we did 18 the other night. And the Beatold will be 15. So 16 will be the Melissa Watt interview, and 17 will be this one. So this is Beatold number 17, guaranteed. I don't know what I'll call it. Oh, I've got a name. Actually, I'm going to make up and send it off to Bellaset. So thank you, everyone. And if you want to contact me, if you want to chat, definitely fake on Fakeologist audio on Sunday nights on there. And there's often, I'm quite happy to come on earlier and chat with somebody before, because Ab doesn't come on till too late for me. Too late for me. So around my time, which is about 6 o'clock at night on a Sunday, on Fakeologist, or if you want to come and do it here, no problem. But this depends if the room's clear. But there's definitely no one around on Fakeologist on those nights. On Sunday night, I guaranteed I've done 100, 700, 800. It's out there, the amount of shows I've been on. Incredible. I said thousands the other day, but I'm prone to exaggerations. You just have to get used to that. Very much like that the sketch on Monty Python with the mattresses. If you look up the mattress sketch on Monty Python, very funny. I'm a little bit like that. A little bit like that. So on this 3rd of Doodah, February, 3rd of February 2025, I'll sign out with a fantastic song where you'll hear an old-fashioned music dial. It's called One of the Boys. This kind of stuff that I still like listening to. Mott the Hoople. What a fantastic band. So thanks everybody, and I'll speak to you next week. Or maybe now that I've got nothing to do, maybe more. And if I feel like talking, I'll contact Martha or Arthur and Sean, Critical Sinker. Really got to start. Got to do something recorded, dude. Something recorded. So speak to you guys. We'll be gone right now. Bye.